Looking back now, though, this was also the last time I would ever sing with Eddie. As a mutual friend told me, Eddie was sitting at home watching football with some friends when he suddenly began coughing up blood. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, and that November, he underwent surgery to remove a lung. At that time, he was living in his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, and we didn't see each other that often, but I kept tabs on him through friends. Not long after his surgery, Eddie got back on the road. Even though he would pause between songs to take oxygen from a tank at the side of the stage, he kept touring and singing as long as he could. In fact, he had toured Europe and Japan only months before he died. That fall, he entered the hospital for the last time. When I heard the news, I phoned Eddie's home and spoke with his father, who gave me Eddie's number. I wasn't sure how Eddie would react to me, but that was almost beside the point. I had things I wanted to tell him while we still had the time. We talked a little bit. Then Eddie said, "Man, you know all that shit that went down?" "Yeah," I said. "That's just water under the bridge." "I love you, Eddie," I said.
"I love you," he replied, his voice weak.
"But," I said, laughing, "you are one crazy boy."
"Well, it takes one to know one,"
he shot back, and we both laughed. Then he explained to me that he had made his peace and that he felt ready to make the transition. In his voice, I could hear a calmness that comforted me, even though I knew what lay ahead. Just a few days later, on October 5th, Eddie passed. All of us, Melvin, Ollie, Richard, Ron, Dennis, Shelley, and I, traveled to Alabama to say our last goodbyes. The funeral was held in a Baptist church in Ensley, Alabama, and the spirit there was simply joyous. Though thousands of people came to pay their respects to Eddie, there wasn't any of the craziness we saw at David's funeral. Everything was upbeat, yet calm. You had the feeling that we were all there to celebrate his life, not to mourn his death. I took comfort in knowing that he and I parted with no unfinished business, no words left unsaid.